Smart move number three is love yourself first and foremost. Remember, love always begins with you. You must love yourself first in order to love others. Love is a two-way street of giving and receiving. You can't give away the gift of love unless you possess it within yourself in the first place. And you can't receive and accept love if you don't feel deep inside that you deserve it. Many people don't realize that low self-esteem destroys love. A guy wrote to me the following about how his girlfriend's low self-esteem was dragging their relationship down. My girlfriend constantly needs reassurances of how I feel about her. She seems to believe that I will leave her for someone better and has actually voiced those exact concerns to me. Because of this, I have to make a conscious effort to be more affectionate towards her, but it really doesn't seem to help any. Don't get me wrong though, I truly love my girlfriend. After all, she's my first love, and as a person, she has a lot of wonderful qualities, but I'm reaching that critical point where I just can't take it anymore. What constructive advice can you give me about helping my girlfriend boost her self-esteem so our relationship can be fun again for both of us? So here are just three strategies for helping you love yourself first and foremost. Discover your overlooked personal strengths. There's a popular saying that goes, "It ain't bragging if it's true." In your private moments, be sure that you take some time out to remember some of your often overlooked positive qualities. Why wait around for someone else to give you an uplifting and empowering personal compliment when nobody knows you better than you? When your personal power starts to run low, be the first one to do a little bragging in the name of love. Another strategy, stop living to please others. Most of us were raised to try to please other people, whether it was our parents, teachers, coaches, friends, or other family members. But as adults, there is a limit to how much energy we can spend on pleasing others before it is at the expense of our own desires. You can show how much you truly love yourself by choosing to prioritize your own needs over those of others. After an initial adjustment, this strategy will end up freeing up more positive energy in your life, which other people will find naturally attractive. And a third strategy is practice more compassion for others. When we put ourselves in other people's shoes and feel empathy for their challenges, we are practicing compassion. This emotion helps us to open up our hearts and value other people. Even a small act, like looking people in the eye and saying hello, sends a clear message to that other person that they matter. A simple yet profound principle to remember is that you can't elevate another person's self-esteem without also elevating your own. The bottom line is, dating sucks when you're scaring men away inadvertently with your low self-esteem and self-destructive behavior. But dating rocks when you love yourself first and send out a clear signal to prospective men that you're a special woman who rightly deserves to be recognized, appreciated, and loved.